Messages.
So, I'm known for my really long answering machine messages. I have no qualms about 2.5 minute messages. I'll just pretty much tell you how my whole day is going, just right there on your answering machine. Because I figure if I don't get a hold of you, you're probably not going to call me back, so might as well take care of my half of the conversation right now. Which leads to a problem when you do call me back, because I don't have anything to say to you. So don't call. Unless, you know, I want to talk to you and hear how your day's going. But then you're just going to get a lot of... from me. So, you know, if I leave an answer machine message, you'll know it.
Messages.
Man, what's up with Message in a Bottle? That's an effing great song, can I just say? And what's up with Sting now, huh?
It's all, like, adult contemporary. I think him and Phil Collins should just fight for the king of lame-o music.
Messages. The message was actually invented by Amon Message, who lived in ancient Egypt. And about 3 years after the innovation of making papyrus into scrolls, Amon Message came up with the idea, since nobody had anything to say, of using the papyrus of to actually leave messages for people instead of, you know, carving into the stone or, like, leaving a scribe around to just hang out until the person got back. And Amon Message was very unfortunately burned at the stake. They did that in ancient Egypt. They had fire. And they had stakes, too. He was actually locked inside a pyramid, and he suffocated and didn't have any food, so he died, too. And because they were very mad because he wasted the valuable papyrus. But one dynasty later, all the pharaohs were doing it. Message.
Subby! Buddy! How you doing?
Oh, well, you know, I'm all right.
Listen, that's something I want to tell you there, Subby, buddy.
Well, lay it on me. I'm listening. I'm all ears.
You are all ears. And that's what I wanted to tell you.
Oh, my God! That man is made of all ears.
The discrimination I face, it's terrible.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about there, Subby.
What's
buddy.
That?
You're all ears.
Well, yeah.
And, I know you were really hoping to get that anchor position on, here on, WKLLBJV.
Oh, well, but, sure. I've been practicing in front of the mirror every night, so have you heard anything about it?
Well, we've done some demographic studies, and we've realized that your freakish visage would really make the news something horrifically unpleasant to our viewers. So, no, you're not going to get the job.
Oh.
I have another job for you, though.
What's that?
Tune in, America. Please, America, tune in.
This is America. What's up, little buddy?
Are you serious? This is America?
Yeah, this is the country of America.
This isn't some really lame old joke that you're playing on me?
No, this is actually America.
Sweet! Listen, America, I'm trapped in a comet. I'm circling the Earth and I can't come down.
You sure this is just an Oasis song or something?
I'm serious, man. I'm really trapped in a comet, America.
How'd you get trapped in a comet? Over.
You know, it's a really long story that I'd like to get into once I get back on Earth, America.
I'm really gonna have to ask you to start putting over at the end of your sentences, over.
Okay, over.
10-4, good buddy. Well, we'll send up our special comet human being retrieval team, momentarily, over.
Awesome.
Momentarily, of course, over. In terms of governmental work, means within the next 15-20 months. Over.
Is that Earth time or space time?
That would be Union time. Over.
I'm going to die in space. Over.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
I really have to wonder if that was the right choice of carpet. I don't know. I really don't know about that one.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. It's really not blood resistant, which is really what our purposes call for right now.
Mm-hmm. Being a pair of wacky hemophiliacs.
Yeah.
Freeze! Cut to the carpet. God, I love blood. Like, really, when blood asks me to do something, I just can't help myself. Totally non-resistant to blood. It charms me every time. Such a charmer, that hemoglobin. Cut back.
And, I mean, the problem being that the guys down the hall already have the wacky hypochondriac act down. Mm-hmm. And they've got probably got it trademarked at this point, so I mean, we're pretty locked into what we have, you know, our shtick.
Yeah. Maybe we should just put tarps down everywhere.
You think so?
I mean, sure, carpet's a lot classier, and it's more stylish.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't stare at it quite as frightened when they come into our apartment. But, damn it all, as a couple of wacky hemophiliacs, we got to do what's practical here.
Well, and I mean, you know, you look at the pluses. Like, for example, we can pretend we're in a baseball stadium. Like, our place is a baseball stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And we could work, you know, I mean, that would be inspiration for all kinds of, like, you know, wacky, two wacky hemophiliacs at the bat, you know.
It's true. Or we could just tell everybody that comes to our apartment that, like, we just got back from the Gallagher show, and these were our souvenirs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that way...
That's not bad.
We seem cool, and...
We're kind of hit to, you know, like the wacky scene, you
wacky
know, like
scene.
Our forefathers in wacky.
Hey, man, we're riding the wacky wave.
Yeah.
We're cruising in the wacky tube.
You got something behind the ear. Got a little bit of a roller back there. I'm going to patch that up. I mean, we're not on stage or anything, so you don't want to waste any good material.
Thank you.
So, Sabi, buddy.
Yeah.
How are you enjoying your new role as a weatherman?
Well, you know, it's all right. It's I feel that there's room for growth, and I feel like I'm settling into things just fine.
That's what we wanted to talk to you about there, Subby, buddy.
Well, I'm all ears.
Yes,
but you
are.
Knew that.
Yes, you and your horrific
usage.
Because
I'm the weatherman who's got his ear to the weather.
Yeah. So, you've been settling in, huh? You've really been getting comfortable with your job?
Oh, I feel all right.
Been maybe laxing off on your hygiene a little bit?
Oh, well, sure. You know, I mean, like, when I have to sit on my ears because, you know, that's, you know, I'm all ears. That's kind of painful.
Well, the camera's picking up some unsightly wax clumps here and there. Around your neck, head, face, chestal region.
Oh, see, you know, like, the middle of my back, I can't get back there with a Q-tip sometimes.
Right. Sabi. Buddy,
yeah.
I'm going to give you some of this, and this is a syringe. What I want you to do, it's kind of like a, you know, it's a little bulb thing. See,
uh-huh.
You squeeze this. What I want to do, this is a wax softener.
Oh.
I want you to, a little bit before the show, well before the show, I want you to just spray it into all your ear canals. It'll soften up the wax, and the wax will just drip out naturally.
Well, I'll get started a few hours before the show, and I should be ready.
I would really hope that, and I try to make sure that none of it's going to take effect during the show, because your horrific visage is already pretty horrific, and doesn't need to be made more horrific by the occurrence of dripping earwax.
Well, I'm doing what
Orify.
I can, sir.
Yeah, is Orify the actual plural of orifice?
Yes.
Good. Orify.
Okay.
Right. Good luck, and I can't wait to hear your report, huh? Hear your report? Hey, yeah, because you're all ears, you freak!
America! Oh, yeah. It's me! Trapped in the comet! Over. Yeah, over. I'm still alive! It's been 5 years, Earth time, and I'm still alive. Over.
Yeah, yeah, we know. Over.
You said 15 to 20 months, and I waited that, and then I waited that until it was 5 years. Over.
Yeah, well, we're having a little problem with the triplicate forms down here there. Over.
If only you could assign someone to talk to me. Somebody that would listen. Over.
Hold on a minute. Over.
When you say hold on a minute, do you mean hold on a minute, a NASA time, space time, or Earth time? Over.
Shut the hell up. Over.
Okay, over.
Hello? Hello?
Who's this?
You really have to say over at the end of your sentences, and if you could put your hand over the microphone and cup it around your mouth so that so that the reception's much worse.
Okay, hello?
Make a noise before you start talking.
I suppose my last sentence technically didn't end, so since I didn't, okay, over.
Who is this?
Hi!
Over.
I'm the subby buddy, and I'm all ears.
Subby, you gotta make your noise before your sentence.
Over, okay, non-over. Cock, I'm all ears. This is the subby buddy. Over, cock.
I feel like you truly care and like you will listen. I could stay in space for another 5 years. Thank you, Mr. All Ears Man. Over.
Cluck, cluck. I can do nothing but listen because I'm all ears. Literally, this is the subby.
Oh, our signal's breaking up. We're getting something over the line here. Hold on. I'm going to try to tweak it out. NBC presents News Thursday lineup. Friends. Central Station. Two wacky hemophiliacs at the bat.
You're breaking up, over.
Clock. I feel, I just want you to know that I'm here, and one of my ears is pointed wherever you are, because they're all over my body, so I really can't do anything about it. Over, cluck.
I love you, over.
Cluck. Cluck. That's good to know. Over.
All right, I got to terminate this. Me and the boys want to watch the series premiere of Two Wacky Hemophiliacs at the Bat. So, you know, if you could just hold on up there on the comment, and I'll have the subby buddy guy come back on after the show's over. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, just hang
out. You're my best buddy, subby.
Hey, my fellow hemophiliac who's bleeding all over the place, do you ever feel that the rapid proliferation of media in the modern age is destroying our ability to communicate?
I sure do.
Dun dun.
Dun dun. Dun dun. That was awesome.
Well, thank you.
Political statement.
Yeah,
10 minutes.
This has been What Yells Like. My name is Mark. With me is Ben.
Eric.
Man.
Thank you very much for listening to another week of What Yells Like. Please give us an email and give us your thoughts and communiques. whatyellslike@hotmail.com. Don't forget to cluck at the beginning of the email and indicate over at the end of the email, or else we won't be able to respond because your sentence won't end.
Thanks, Triple J.
Thank you very much to everyone who called, to Triple J for the call and for the creepiness. And we'll listen to Weft for the rest of the week because it's good. And a pledge drive next week, so start saving those nickels. Thank you very much. Good night.